Morena, this is your Wātea English News. Soraya Peke-Mason looks set to hold Te Tai Hauāuru for Labour, despite a strong challenge from Te Pāti Māori's Debi Ngāre Wa Peka. But the big winner could be National in terms of an increase in its party vote. A Whakaata Māori career research poll released last night before a candidates' debate showed Hareta Hipango's push to start contesting Māori seats after a 20-year gap has benefited. She drew 12% support and 13% said they would give their party vote to National, up from 3% in 2020. Radio Wātea political reporter Claudette Hoiti says this could reflect the fact Greens are not standing a candidate.
I'm not quite sure that National is actually as strong in Te Tai Hauru as what that poll made out, but I do think that Hareti Hipango does have a presence.
Te Tai Hauru voters rated the cost of living as their biggest issue at 27%, well ahead of the economy and housing, while 11% of those under the age of 40 said honouring Te Tiriti o Waitangi was a key issue. New Zealand First Northland candidate Shane Jones is calling out the behaviour of National Party members at a candidates' debate in Kirikiri. He says the blue-clad supporters of National's Grant McCullum shouted down Labour's Willow Jean Prime whenever she tried to speak. He says they were deliberately intimidating, especially when any te reo Māori was used.
Now, she has to also learn that it's politics and you've got to argue their corner. And I've had people yell and scream at me over the various times I've been to meetings. But I think it showed not only a level of bullying behaviour, but it showed Christopher Luxon and Grant's team in a very poor light that evening.
Shane Jones. Kuaka, or godwits, are starting to arrive back at harbours and estuaries from the breeding grounds in the Arctic, and their epic journeys are inspiring a Woodville-based fabric artist doing a residency in Norway. Ron Maungarongo Te Kawa from Ngāti Poru is celebrated for his whakapapa quilts. He's staying in a chalet just outside of Oslo in a Norwegian craft residency working on a story of kuaka, as told by the late Sana Waitai Murray of Ngāti Kuri and shared by her granddaughter Sheridine Waitai.
It's just a beautiful story. So I'm making this story in four smaller quilts. I've nearly done two, and I'll gift her the images of the quilt to help promote the story of kuaka, because I think kuaka was 80% down last year. Only 20% turned up in New Zealand in the last flock.
Ron Te Kawa says the quilts will be shown at the Sami Museum in Karasjok in Norway's far north, and he's looking forward to hearing Sami's stories of the kuaka, which fly there every year from southern Africa. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!